And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, is it spring yet? Well, you couldn't prove it by me, but hey, we're it's just around the corner. I know for a fact that if you don't like the weather in Arizona, just wait. It will change. And it will. And here on your Thursday roundtable, we've got a couple of good guests for you to tune in for and maybe get some warm fuzzies about. Our first guest coming up here in just a couple of minutes will be the new city manager for the city of Cottonwood, Ron Corbin. He's going to be joining us live in just a few moments. And then a little bit later on, Pat Lawrenson will be joining us. She is with the Republican Women of Prescott, the largest Republican women's group in the USA, which then means it's the largest in the world, largest in the universe, in the galaxy. They've got a big event coming up a little bit later on this year with a very special guest and a chance for you to hear about it first right here on Talk of the Town. So let's take a quick break, and Ron Corbin, the new city manager from the city of Cottonwood, will be joining us live momentarily right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Trucks! Trucks! Trucks!
It's
trucks,
GMC Truck Month. Get a 2019 GMC Canyon now discounted up to $7,106. Finley GMC Truck Month price starting at just $24,479. 2019 GMC Sierra Limited 4x4 now discounted up to $11,910. GMC Truck Month price starting at just $36,318. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months. 2019 GMC Sierra Elevation 4x4 now discounted up to $7,910 or 0% for 72 months. Finley GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley GMC in Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance their GM financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Stock number G41802, G42015, G41896. See dealer for details.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And it's our pleasure to welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Ron Corbin. He is the new city manager for the city of Cottonwood, having taken over at the beginning of the year and kind of getting to know the lay of the landscape. And we finally got him here on Talk of the Town. So, Ron, good afternoon. Nice to have you with us.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for having me. Yes, I avoided you for a couple months, but you finally pinned me down.
Well, I must say that you have a great sense of humor, because that's where we got you from. So, how did the tell me how the recruitment process took place? Because you were what, deputy city manager over there?
Yes, I was the deputy city administrator for the city of Yuma, and I saw the advertisement for the beautiful city of Cottonwood and went through a very long, several-month process, several steps, lots of interviews and questions, and then some in-live interviews by the community and staff and, of course, the council, and I got lucky that they chose me.
So tell me what it's like when you come to a community like this as the city manager. You're kind of learning, you know, who the people and places and things are and all that. Is that something that happens slowly, quickly? How's that experience been for you?
It's been wonderful. The community has been very welcoming to me, and I've been very appreciative of the patience. You know, I have people that I run into at a council meeting or at the store, and they're like, I'm so-and-so, and I'm going to meet with you, but I'm giving you a couple weeks to get settled. And so they've been slowly but surely, you know, meeting with me, and I've been meeting with, you know, our local developers and community members and our college folks and other politicians and city managers. You know, I was lucky that I had visited here before in a beautiful community, and that helped. And I knew Gail from Clarkdale over there, a wonderful city manager, long-term city manager. So I had a few friendly faces, and I can tell you that the staff, since I've been here, have just been wonderful. Now, if you ask my assistant, she would tell you it's been crazy trying to get on my calendar. She's been managing my calendar, and it's probably the hardest job in the city right now, trying to keep my calendar straight. But overall, people have been very patient. It happened to me today, though. I look at someone like I'm looking at them for the very first time. I look into their eyes, and they look back at me, and they're like, no, we've already met. So I'm starting to meet people twice now for the first time.
Well, that's a good sign. Now, I must say that, you know, coming to Cottonwood, your timing couldn't be better. I mean, the Cottonwood has been a community on the grow and on the move for the last several years. And so when you first take a look around, is there anything that comes to mind in terms of, you know, kind of an overall view of where the city is and where it's going? Because it has been a very dramatic change over the last 10 years, let's say, for the city of Cottonwood.
Yeah, I think that the city of Cottonwood is in a great place. So my predecessor, Doug Bartosz, and the community members have done such a fantastic job of getting us to where we are. You know, the heart of Arizona wine country, and we have a vibrant downtown, old town area with lots of great restaurants and tasting rooms. We have a great park system. We have great schools. The infrastructure compared to where I've been is in great shape. It's just we're in a very good place. Staff and I have been working with council's direction from the strategic plan to try to figure out what's next. You know, we're starting to work on things like our trail system. Yavapai County is working on a master trail plan and some other items that we're joining in on. But I can tell you that this is such a beautiful, vibrant community where people are working together. My new economic development manager and I have a saying, we're open for business. And it's just been such a pleasure to work with developers. You know, we've got some new restaurants. I think in the next 12 months, you're going to see some new restaurants, some new faces. You're going to see some new housing, some new developments. I'm so excited. I think in 1 to 2 to 3 years, this place is even going to be further along and look even more different.
We're talking with Ron Corbin, the city manager for Cottonwood. Ron got on the job in January, and your background's mostly been in human resources. How has that helped you, being that you were working with a city of like 100,000 people, and now you're in a community of more like 10,000 people?
Well, my HR background has been very helpful because in HR, you get exposed to many different departments. And so, you know, compared to some divisions where you just do public works or you just do planning and development, HR, I was able to reach out and work with our police and fire and planning and engineering and you name it. And I was able to experience a little bit of the whole city. So it's been very helpful. Every employee type, every group, people like to have different backgrounds, and they look at things in a different way of light. They have different baggage, different backgrounds, and my HR experience has opened me up so that I can, I think, better relate to different people in different stages of their careers and from different backgrounds. And for here in Cottonwood, going from almost 1,000 employees to a couple hundred employees, you'd think it had been easier, but sometimes with 200 employees, I think there's an expectation that I have to know all 200 of them. So I don't know when the test is, but I've got to get ready for it. And just yesterday met with some of our public works folks. But having that background of being able to relate to people has helped me. But 200 people, still a lot of names to memorize. But I'm working on it.
Well, I would imagine in a situation like this, you probably need your staff to wear a lot of hats.
They do, and as I do. You don't have just, in Yuma, you had a HR department of 10. Here we have a 2.5. You had a finance department of almost 20-plus, and here we have 2.5, including budget. So they've got to do, like my contracts does, he does accounts payable and a lot of other finance things. And that our city engineer is also our public works director. So he's responsible for utility projects, road projects, building projects, upkeep of our groundskeeping, all of that kind of stuff. So you're absolutely right that in a small organization, you've got to do it all.
Well, let's take a look at what the future looks like in Cottonwood through the eyes of new city manager Ron Corbin. We're going to take a break and be back with more live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back live with the city manager for Cottonwood, Ron Corbin. And, you know, like most communities, there is usually some sort of planning in place where you go out to the community with, you know, either looking for some ideas or you have a consultant that comes in and comes up with kind of a draft plan, and then you go out for comments from the community. What is the current status of the planning process for the city of Cottonwood, and what do you see are the likely needs for the planning process going forward?
That's a great question. My first or second week here, they threw me right into the middle of that planning process. And luckily, Doug was here to help, the former city manager, and we did have a consultant. And what happened is the city council had their retreat, and they brought in community groups, nonprofits, volunteers. They brought in contractors to talk about the state of the workforce. They brought in educational folks to talk about the status of our educational systems and our needs and desires. We brought in environmental folks to talk about the river and the trail system. We brought in construction folks to talk about those issues. So we spent a whole day listening to different members of the community. And then the next day, staff and council worked together to come up with a strategic plan. And about a month ago, they adopted that strategic plan. So right now, sitting on my desk is actually the working document. Every director had to go back and come up with a list of items that they were going to actually do, so actually take the philosophy and the goals and the vision and turn it into a work product. So they've all submitted their work product to me, and I'm in the process of reviewing that. And within the next couple of weeks, we'll review it as a team, and we'll begin implementation.
It's an exciting time. I know that you know, I've lived in Yavapai County here for almost 35 years.
Wow.
And I remember when Cottonwood was nothing more than a bunch of boarded up buildings. So, I mean, it is stunning to see what has transpired, not just in Old Town, but in the community as a whole. Lots of economic activity going on. So now Cottonwood is starting to get some national press. We saw there was a big article in the New York Times about the wine country, and it's
wonderful.
Really being talked about, and I would imagine this is going to have a very substantial effect on the economy there in Cottonwood.
We're hoping. You know, the industry down here, the restaurants and the breweries and the wine tasting rooms are all doing very well, and I expect to grow. I expect at least one other major restaurant to break ground this summer, and then sometime later this year, another big restaurant should be breaking ground that I think will even take us to the next level. So those business owners continue to see value in Old Town, and it continues to grow. You know, one of the ways we're helping with that is being open for business and helping them succeed. We put a little effort into sprucing up Old Town. We did a little painting here not too long ago. We have planted some more vegetation. We've replaced some trash cans and just stuff to make it look nice, because our philosophy is if we can get visitors here, we want them to be wowed. We want them to be impressed. And so they're like, wow, this is just beautiful. You know, the Old Town Association has started putting on events that we're helping with. They just had a car show a few weeks ago that was a great hit. They're getting ready to have a cornhole contest in our friendly family park right here to bring more people in. And our chamber's working to help get our beds filled. It's just lots of good things going on. And things like that New York Times article, wow, that just helps us that much more get us on the map. And I do have some breaking news.
Ooh-hoo.
I hope I don't get in trouble for sharing with you. But, you know, we have the annual Thunder Valley Rally, right?
Yes.
In September. Well, I believe some contracts have been signed for some music. So we have 38 Special, Great White, and Mogollion. and I'm probably pronouncing that last one wrong, but
Mugian.
Yes, that's it.
Mugian, yes.
I'm glad you can say it. I can't pronounce it to save my life.
Don't worry. We're going to work on you.
All right. That's three great bands that'll be here in Cottonwood come September.
Have they fixed a date for that, do you know?
Yeah, September 20th and 21st.
No, that's an outstanding event, and that's a real nice one-two punch, Great White and 38 Special.
Right?
You heard it here first, right here on KQ&A. That's fantastic. Ron Corbin, last few minutes with the city manager here from Cottonwood. Do you have an idea or a feel for generally what geographic direction the community will grow in the future?
Well, anywhere it can is my guess.
Yeah.
You know, we have some developments coming up on right outside of Old Town. We have some coming up on 89A. Heading out towards Sedona within the city limits out there that is, I think, ripe for some development. I think we have commercial space on Main Street. So council, before I got here, or shortly after I got here, created an entertainment district that stretches from, I want to say, Mingus, or maybe all the way 89A up through Old Town.
Mm-hmm.
And so it created some rules that relaxed it so that it would be more business-friendly, reduce some parking restrictions and some other things. And so we're really working on developing the commercial district on Main Street.
Now, I know that, you know, when you look forward to Cottonwood as the city manager, do you anticipate that as growth happens, you're going to also need to maybe start looking at adding a few people on staff to the city to help accommodate the additional population that might come in?
It depends on where the population goes and what the need is. One of my directives in the strategic plan is to manage our staffing levels. So we don't automatically assume just because we have more citizens that we need more staff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we look at for all of our positions is that the position we need. Can we move that position to another department that maybe is overworked, to a department that maybe is not has a little more capacity? So we are constantly, with me and my leadership team, evaluating our staffing models to see if it's staffed right. So more citizens doesn't always equate to more staff.
Sure. No, I understand completely. Now, the in terms of Cottonwood working cooperatively with the other communities around it and maybe Yavapai County as well, have you had a chance to meet any of your fellow managers and what has been the reception? I know you know Gail over in Cockdale. Did you have a chance to talk to any of the others as yet?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had at least one meeting where we've all been present, but I've had some one-on-one time with Russ over in Camp Verde and with Justin up in Sedona, and I've actually met with their economic development folks, too, and I'm real excited about the partnerships. Those are two very seasoned professionals. I've met with the manager from Jerome, another great seasoned professional, and they really care about the Verde Valley, which is one of the neatest things that I have discovered so far, because in Yuma, there's Yuma. We're the big dog down there in Yuma. You know, they have the biggest population, and when you need something, you go to Yuma. Here, we're kind of all equal. You know, there's no one dominant person. And so if I have an issue, I can call Justin or Russ or Gail or whoever I need to, and they're more than willing to help me out. And when it comes to economic development, we figure, you know, if we can all work together, we get that much further ahead as a group.
Well, and certainly I think it's, you know, no surprise that when you talk to the folks up in Sedona or over in Jerome, they're going to tell you that the affordable housing is in Cottonwood because that's where a lot of the workforce comes from.
That's absolutely correct. We're looking at some additional busing hours to help out with Sedona. We're looking at adding some apartments. There's a couple developments that are on the verge of construction starting, again, to help with that workforce housing. It's funny, I think you've read our strategic plan, because one of the objectives there in our strategic plan has to do with addressing the workforce housing shortage. So we're going to be working with developers and contractors to do what we can to make housing affordable and available in this community.
Well, I can tell you it's the same all over. So, you know, hopefully working together, we'll get a lot more accomplished. But I must say that, Ron, it is great to have you here in the community, and you're coming in at the right time with some great background that I think will serve the city and the citizens well. And we thank you for making time to be with us live here on Talk of the Town.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful community. The people are wonderful, and I think you're right. We're just on the verge of something great. I think we're just going to the next level, and the people before me have gotten us here, and the team's leadership and the elected politicians from the county level, you know, Supervisor Garrison and Thurman and all the others, and our local mayor and vice mayor and council. They believe in the community. And I think they're providing great direction and assistance. And I just think I'm excited about what lies ahead of us.
Well, I totally second all of that, we've made a significant investment in the city of Cottonwood in the growth of our group. And it has been wonderful to partner with the organizations and with the city. So, again, congratulations on your new job. And we will certainly see you down the road. Maybe when 38 Special, Great White, and Muggion come to the Thunder Valley Rally in Cottonwood. How about that?
That would be great.
All right, Ron, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, Ron Corbin, city manager for Cottonwood, joining us live here on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. We're going to take a quick break for news, and then Pat Lawrenson is going to be with us to talk about the Republican Women of Prescott and the upcoming event that features a very famous name. And we're going to talk to you all about it when we come back here for the second half of Talk of the Town on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The Pinal County Sheriff's Office has arrested 66-year-old Daniel Shannon of Santan Valley for fraud and improper disposal of a body.
This is a case that we've been investigating. We were getting a lot of different stories from Daniel Shannon, the son of a 97-year-old woman who just went missing.
Pinal County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Navide Forjani says they received a phone call last month from someone who was concerned about Leone Shannon, who had not been seen since December. Daniel Shannon, who was caring for his mother, initially told investigators she had walked away from their home in December, and it wasn't the first time it happened. Daniel Shannon has now admitted his mother died in December, and he buried her body in the backyard so he could continue to receive her Social Security and VA benefits. A search warrant was executed, and the body was found in the backyard. Skies clearing this evening, chilling to a mostly clear 36 overnight in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then warming quickly to a sunny 66 tomorrow, 69 Saturday, 64 Sunday, up near 74 by midweek. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, partly sunny and breezy with showers ending, chilling to a mostly clear late night low near 42. Warming to a sunny Friday high near 78, Saturday 81, Sunday 77, up to 85 by Wednesday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis Rib Platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Finley Toyota Prescott's certified pre-owned vehicles are so close to the factory floor you can almost sniff the new car smell. Okay, that might be a reach, but the brand new Finley Toyota Prescott certified pre-owned lot is now open, and the selection is brilliant. Certified pre-owned starts with a thorough 160-point quality assurance inspection. Then, Toyota Certified Advantage brings you a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, a Carfax vehicle history report, a year of roadside assistance, and finance rates you normally only get on new cars. Since 1996, a certified pre-owned purchase provides peace of mind that only a Toyota factory-backed program can offer, with the confidence of new and the value of pre-owned. Over 5 million vehicles later, it's as strong as ever, showing the best new cars make the best certified pre-owned cars. Come see the brand new certified pre-owned selection, the smart alternative, from Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our dwarf blue plumbago.
If you can't grow blue plumbago, it's time to move to the city.
This perennial ground cover is quick to spread and puts up with a lot of abuse from dry soil to neglect.
The peacock blue flowers are held wide and very prominent against the small bronzy green foliage.
Grows in any kind of garden, all for $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love easy perennials, they love to shop.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back, and joining us is Pat Lorenzen. She is with the Republican Women of Prescott. And chances are, if you've been around town any more than 5 minutes, you will have encountered at least one member of the Republican Women of Prescott, because they are the largest Republican women's group in the country, which I said, Pat, also means you're the largest in the universe and the galaxy.
That's right.
So you get all the, so, and we're going to break some news here because my understanding is that your membership recently crossed another milestone.
We did. We're over 640 full members. When you add our associate and student members, we are at 822 members total.
And is there any idea at all what the second largest Republican women's group might have or where they are?
They're in Texas, I believe, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very solid group of folks, and they've had a really good track record as far as bringing in interesting speakers, both local and national, and you've got a big-time national speaker coming a little bit later on, and we're going to talk about that, but let's first discuss how the Republican Women of Prescott first came together. What was the driving force behind RWOP coming together?
Actually, we are celebrating our 77th year. The club was founded by Dora Heap here locally. And I think it was probably done even before the National Federation. Our state federation is celebrating 95 years this year. So it's a way for women of like mind, of like political beliefs, to come together, feel comfortable to discuss it. And our mission is education as well as promoting the election of our Republican candidates. So we do that by bringing speakers, as you mentioned. We bring candidates, we bring topics, we bring initiatives. You also mentioned we do have something big coming up, but we will have Congressman Gosar coming up later this year. Our June meeting, we will have our local Prescott City Council candidates and mayor candidate in kind of a forum format and a Q&A format. So we try to be timely, and it's a wonderful group.
Now, the responsibilities within the Republican Women of Prescott in terms of people taking care of the programs and the other things, who are some of the people that make up, like, let's say, the executive committee or the folks that, handle each of the different activities? Because, everything kind of gets run usually by, if not a committee of one, then at least a committee of a few.
There's always that small number of people that step forward and do the majority of the work. With a club this size, it stands to reason that we've got a larger than normal board and executive committee. Our first vice president is Kathy Schulte. She handles programs and bringing in our speakers. Our second vice president is Rhonda Clark. She does our ways and means. Third VP is Terry Ann Nigel, and she's membership. Donna Buring is our fourth vice president. That's communications, our website, our newsletter, all that. And then Suzanne Cook Catlin is our fifth vice president, and she oversees education.
Now, that is a perfect person to have in that position. Suzanne is absolutely brilliant.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. I've spent a lot of time talking with her, and she is just, you got her in the right spot, and that's great.
She has been teaching Constitution classes.
Yep.
We are getting ready to start, I believe, our fifth Constitution class. She recently completed the fourth class, and we have a total of 200 people who have graduated. It's really nice that people want to get back to basics and learn about the Constitution and what makes us so great and why we are a constitutional country.
Is there any thought about why so many people are flocking to the Republican Women's Group? Are there things going on in the world that you think might actually make people want to become more involved or to be more bonding with people that are like-minded?
I can tell you some of the things that I'm told personally. I do know we have a lot of California refugees coming here, and they know that Yavapai County tends to be fairly conservative, and that attracts them because they're trying to escape the liberalism, and I'm one of those California refugees. But the other thing that I hear over and over again is how much they enjoy being able to sit in a large group and to mix and mingle and be able to speak their mind without being afraid of being chastised or just run out on a rail. We pray publicly, and they can say the word God and not have to be afraid. They don't have to duck their head and mumble. And they like the fact that they can do it in a room full of 450 some odd people at our luncheons.
Now, I know that you are not the Yavapai Republican Party. That is a separate organization with a separate hierarchy and all that. Is there any kind of, I don't know, sharing of resources? Do you, as Republican Women of Prescott, do you urge your members to get involved as precinct committee people and become part of the process?
To start with the beginning of your question, we are two separate entities. We fall under two different structures. The Yavapai County GOP, or Republican Committee, falls under the state and the national GOP. They have their own organization, own structure, own mission. We are the Republican Women of Prescott. We're part of the Federation, the National Federation of Republican Women, and thereby under the Arizona Federation of Republican Women. Two totally separate entities. Yes, we do support them. You will hear me say from the podium almost every month, you've got to get out there. You've got to volunteer. Reach out. Become a PC. Contact the office. Find out what you can do to, whether it's make phone calls, knock on doors, you know, help answer phones, get a yard sign, whatever it is. They are there to support us. Our WAP is very supportive of them, but we do operate completely autonomously from them.
Now, in a nutshell, what would you say are the main issues that unite the Republican Women of Prescott?
All the things I've already said. It's a way to come together. My mission has been unity, and I think that's partly what we do try to do. Our having a membership that large, we obviously have a wide range of conservative ideals. You may find someone who is just a little right of center. You may have someone who is extreme right and all points in between. We welcome all of our members. We welcome all of our Republican conservatives, regardless of how extreme or not extreme their ideas are. And we find a lot of times we have an older demographic. A lot of these ladies like to come and hear our speakers and meet with other friends. And it's a bonding. Some people call us, oh, you're just that lady's lunch bunch. No, we're not. And I get really tired of hearing that nonsense. We have constructive speakers. We have constructive workshops. We have a good mix and mingle. We allow these people to come together and share their ideas and promote conservatism and try to work to get our people elected.
I'll ask the question a little more directly. Let's put it that way. Because, when you're talking about the wide spectrum of Republicans, within that, there is the, people that support, President Trump completely, 100%, no doubt about it. There are some that go, well, he's the best we got. We have no choice. And then there are some people, hopefully a few, I can't stand him. I'm a Republican. He's a disgrace and all that. I'm just, how are you able to bring together those diverse opinions and be able to present a united front to the group as a whole?
I haven't really heard the never Trumpers within our group.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
There may be one or two, but I think
they're keeping their mouth shut.
Within
so that's good.
The organization, I think they know that that's not a popular opinion.
Good.
I think we as an organization open our arms and welcome all of our conservative Republicans, regardless of that degree of conservatism. But we also don't criticize them. We tell them they're welcome, and we welcome the exchange of ideas. If we can agree to disagree, we do. But they are more than welcome to come back. We ask our members to contribute ideas. Who do they want to hear speak? What topics do they want us to talk on? And I think that's important because we get a feel for what our membership wants to hear. And we try to do as best as possible, limited to 12 programs a year and a few workshops. It's hard when the spectrum is all over the place on that request as well.
Well, I can tell you, having been at the speaker's podium at the Republican Women of Prescott, I gave a speech about Israel and the founding of the State of Israel. I was absolutely joyful at the response and especially the after conversations with some of the folks in attendance. It's obvious that the people that are there are not just there to have lunch. They really are there to learn and to be impacted by the speakers and to feel a part of a very driven and intelligent group. And it works. It really does. And especially for a group that large, that's hard to do.
Yeah, we try to keep it very structured. It's a 90-minute start to finish, gavel to gavel. And we get messages or we get requests from our members to say, can't you just cut out all that club stuff and just get right to the speakers? Others say, we want to hear different speakers. It is, even though it's a monthly luncheon, it is still also an official club meeting. And as a result, we do wrap the gavel, we call it to order. We do have a certain amount of club business that has to be taken care of each month. So, our apologies to some of those members who wish we could just cut it out, but we cannot phone in the treasurer's report.
That's right.
We have to present them to the membership. We are accountable to our membership. And our bylaws also say that. I think it's really important for everyone to understand that we try very hard to follow our bylaws. And our bylaws show we are governed by our membership. Our board is representative of that. It is board decisions. As president, I don't run the club. The board runs the club. All I do is provide leadership. And it's whether it's me or any other person sitting in that chair, it's the office of the president provides leadership, and the board provides the actual direction.
Basically, you're there to run the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to stop by. Stick around. We got a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and Pat is going to announce a very important guest speaker that's going to be coming up in August. So you're going to want to remember the date and make sure you get tickets so they are available for the Republican Women of Prescott. Pat Lorenzen, stick around. We've got more coming up here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 and 95.5. Back after this.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
lifted trucks, crew cabs, extended cabs, work trucks, large SUVs, medium SUVs, even small SUVs, small cars, medium cars, full-size cars, minivans, and even full-size people haulers.
Hi, Scott Hibbets, Jones Ford, Verde Valley. Our spring into summer event is on now, and all vehicles are clearly marked. Highway 89A, across the street from Denny's and Cottonwood. Folks, we have no city sales tax. Why would you pay more? Come see what makes us different. Our vehicles come with a limited lifetime powertrain protection. See our people for details.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back with Pat Lorenzen. She is the president of the Republican Women of Prescott. Over 800 members, just having crossed that threshold here recently. And one of the great things that the RWOP does is they bring in some really awesome speakers. We've had Judge Janine has been here in the past. Help me out with some of the
Colonel Alan West.
Alan West.
Sean Spicer last year.
I mean, it really is just awesome. And so now this year we have a national, if not internationally known political figure that is going to be coming to Prescott. And Pat, would you please announce who your guest speaker will be in August?
Oh, we are so thrilled. We have Governor Mike Huckabee coming to speak Saturday, August 3rd at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center website. They are going fast. You know, last year we struggled a bit with ticket sales.
Well, you probably sold at least 800 of them already because
we're up to 700. Yeah. No, not quite. You know, I mean, we sold over 400 tickets in the first 3 hours. And that's really unheard of. So I would say to anybody out there who's interested, go to the website. It's ycpac.com. And look for the Huckabee event on August 3rd and buy your tickets because they are going fast. We have a VIP reception that we hold before the event. We're limited to 150 people because of space. It sold out in less than 30 minutes.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Just let's go back just real quick to 2016 when Donald Trump, then candidate Trump, visited Prescott Valley. RWOP was like kind of like almost like part of like a welcoming committee when he came here. What was that like to have Donald Trump as the presidential candidate? And amazing to have not only the arena full of people, but then lines and lines of people outside the PV Event Center as well.
It was incredible. We really had nothing to do with him coming up here. We had some people think we did, but we did not, other than they used the influence of the conservative Yavapai County and told it, because he was going to go back to Mesa, and they said, no, you better get up to Prescott. We only had like a three-day notice he was coming. But there are so many of us, and a lot of us are involved also with the Yavapai GOP, that we were volunteering, we were helping out. I was at that time the vice president of communications for RWOP, and I submitted a request for a press pass, and I got it. Mm. So I actually had my camera and my tripod and my Zoom lens up there on the podium in the center of the room with all of the other big media. I mean, I was standing next to John Roberts from Fox. So that was pretty exciting. I gave up a seat on the stands behind him in order to do that. But we've already kind of been dropping a bug in the ear of the new chairman for the Victory Trump Arizona, and this is funded by the national GOP. And I've already told him you need to make sure he gets back up here during the 2020 campaign. So we're hoping.
Wow, that would be exciting again. So I don't know. I wouldn't say difficult, but you know, what does it take to get a speaker like a Mike Huckabee to come to Prescott? Because you know, I mean, we're not a large city, and you know, these folks are used to traveling and you know, pretty big you know areas and national TV and the whole bit. So, do we have to sell them on coming to Prescott? I mean, how much work is really involved in trying to snag a really good speaker like Mike Huckabee?
I think a lot of the work actually takes place after you confirm the speaker. It's a good 6 month long process to put the event on. Normally, we would have used a speaker's bureau mm-hmm. and gone through them and looked at their available speakers, who can we afford. Sometimes they will be able to negotiate down on the honorarium. This year, I just kind of got lucky. I was looking on Speakers Bureau's websites, went to the Huckabee website, and it was a contact us, and I fired off a request and got a response.
Technology is beautiful. All right, so folks listening that are interested in knowing more about the Republican Women of Prescott, I assume you have an online presence of some kind.
We do.
What's your web address that people can look you up?
It's rwop.info, I-N-F-O. That's our website. I also want to mention that this event with Huckabee supports our scholarship program. We just gave away $15,000 in scholarships to local high school students. So
well,
keep it going.
Congratulations to you and the Republican Women of Prescott. Keep growing. We may have to have closed circuit TV in the other room to take care of you, but that's a good thing. Pat Lawrence, and thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And also a big thank you to Ron Corbin, the city manager for the city of Cottonwood, for joining me live here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. Mark Levin, the great one, is up next here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. I will see you right here tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.